Vikings get a 21-14 win over the Arizona Cardinals, and the player with the winning touchdown played on defense. It was Harrison Smith. Pick six, man. How'd that feel?
It was good. Just getting that extra touchdown to give a little cushion. It was just a kind of kept it going for us and got us through the game.
When a defensive player gets his hands on a fumble recovery or an interception, I mean, that you guys drill that during practice, score, right? So that was on your mind right away?
Yeah, definitely. Right when I got my hands on the ball. And I got a few blocks from a bunch of guys.
Jared on the quarterback.
Yeah, I know Jared got one. Chad said he was blocking somebody too. So
of course he was.
They were helping me out.
Now, you were running back in high school, right?
Yes.
So that's not exactly a foreign thing for you to have the ball and you're trying to wiggle free and score.
No. I mean, it's been a while, though.
Did you have a pick six in college at Notre Dame?
I didn't. I never got in the end zone in college.
All right. Well, I mean, one interception, one touchdown, that's a good ratio.
Yeah, I like it.
One of your teammates at Notre Dame was Michael Floyd. You got to play against him on Sunday. We ended up winning, so that's a good thing. You'll have bragging rights. But right. You and Michael Floyd had a little bit of a meeting on the field, if I'm not mistaken. Is he having a good season? I mean, you watched him on film, I'm sure, and you keep up with him because he's your friend. Is he having a good year for Arizona?
Yeah, he's the guy they brought in to kind of compliment Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's a very talented guy, and he'll just keep getting better and better.
You mentioned Larry Fitzgerald. He's one of the best, maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah. Certainly over the last several years he's been. But we held him in check. You guys were able to do that. What, you know, without divulging the game plan, because Leslie says, you know, that's a team that might be in the playoffs. Maybe we'll meet up with them later. But without divulging the game plan, how were we able to do that?
I mean, he's a guy that we just always had to be aware of where he's at. You know, he's obviously, like you said, if not the best, one of the best receivers in the game. So really, no matter what the call was, we just had to be aware of where number 11 was at.
You're playing really fast. I mean, you're all over the field with a bunch of tackles, and you have an interception now, a pick six, a ton of pass breakups. What's allowing you to play so well here early in your career?
I think Allen Williams allows the defense to play fast because he doesn't put too much on us. He puts enough, but not too much. And then at the same time, watching how the older guys play, Antoine, Chad, just the way they run around, you know, I want to run around like those guys, and I'll be out there. I'll miss some tackles. I'll make mistakes, but if you're running around and everybody's running around, it kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys seem to have a good blend of young guys like yourself and Josh Robinson. Jamarca is playing well. Mm-hmm. Mistral was playing well before he got hurt, but you also have some veterans, Jared Allen and Chad Greenway, Antoine. Right? I mean, it's a pretty good blend of young guys and veterans, it seems.
Yeah, and that's a great kind of mixture there, just because we have the vets that have been there and done that, and we can look to them for guidance and see how they play. But we also have a lot of young guys, and even the vets are hungry. Everybody's hungry, and that's just how we play.
When the Vikings defense is at its best and playing well, what is a staple of our defense? What's the defensive identity, do you think?
Stopping the run is number one, because if you can't do that, then they don't even need to pass it. So it always starts with stopping the run.
And what's it like when the defensive line can get home to the quarterback with four guys and you're dropping seven in coverage? As a safety, you're in the back end of that defense and everything kind of happens in front of you. But when Jared and B-Rob and Kevin and LaTroy are getting to the quarterback, they had six of our seven sacks against Arizona. When they're getting to the quarterback so fast, what does that do for you as a safety?
It just makes our job so much easier. And like you said, you know, a lot of times it's out of four-man rushes, just base defenses, and those guys just play so hard and get so much pressure. It just makes our job so much easier knowing that the ball's got to come out or the quarterback's going to scramble or something like that.
We're 5-2. We had a huge win against San Francisco at home. That was cool. Overtime win against Jacksonville in the season opener. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Go to Detroit, win there. That was fun. Your pick six. What's been the best part about playing in the NFL so far for you?
There's already been a lot of great moments. You know, but this is still just the regular season. I anticipate, you know, this team just keep getting better and keep getting better week by week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just being with the guys every week, going out there on Sundays and playing with them is awesome.
You know, we had a case against Arizona where the defense and special teams really picked it up. Offense had a bad day. You go back to our game at Detroit, special teams really picked it up with a couple of scores, right? Mm-hmm. And then the offense really won the game for us against Jacksonville. Is that the sign of a good team when all three phases of the team can step up at any given point?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you always hear, you know, when you're playing football is, is you can win the ugly games. That means you're a good team. And when, you know, maybe one phase isn't playing that great, the other two can step up. And, you know, that's just how we've won games so far. And it's, you know, that is a sign of a good team.
Thursday night, we got a quick turnaround. What's the challenge in playing on Sunday and then playing on Thursday?
Just getting your body right. And then at the same time, you have to study the opponent, learn a whole new team in a very short amount of time.
We're 4-0 at home this year. Play again at home. Thursday night, a night game. Fans have all day to get excited for the game. You guys, quick turnaround. You have a team in Tampa who's desperate because they're off to a rough start, so they're going to give you their best effort. Thursday night should be a lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Playing in the Dome is awesome. It gets so loud in there. The fans are awesome. We all love it, and I think that's why, you know, our record shows 4-0 in the Dome.
All right, man. Well, good luck on Thursday. Go get them.
Thank you. All right.